Book of Jonah chapter 1, and I thank the Lord for him giving us this opportunity to assemble together, amen, looking for what he's got for us tonight. Jonah chapter 1, and you're willing and able to stand tonight as we'll read the entire chapter. There's only 17 verses, and we'll read those, and then we'll pray, try to preach as the Lord directs our heart tonight. Now I do covet your prayers that the Lord will touch us, enable us tonight, amen. I want God to do something in our hearts in these days. It's all right. Now if it breaks out and we shout it out, I'll throw Holy Ghost gasoline on it. I'm not going to snuff it out. But I do want to say this, above everything, I want God to do something in our hearts, amen. That when we leave this place, we'll be different. We'll be more conformed to the image of Christ. Amen. Walking with him, having that fellowship that his people can enjoy tonight. Jonah chapter 1 and beginning in verse number 1. The Bible said, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah and Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind in the sea. There was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship in the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone into the side of the ship rather, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, Come and let us cast lots, and that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation? Whence comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou? He said unto them, I am a Hebrew. I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea roared and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up, cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rode hard to bring it up to the land, but they could not, for the sea roared and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah, cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from a raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, offered a sacrifice, and the Lord had made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you tonight for your mercy and for your grace. Father, I come to you the way you ordained through your only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray tonight that you touch these lips of clay. Give me the very words that I need to say. I pray tonight, I beg of you, Father, tonight that you'd open up the hearts and the understanding of every mind, heart here in this place today. I pray, may the Holy Ghost so do a work in us, God, that it'll change us and help us to be more conformed to the image of Christ. I stand here tonight needing you. I cannot preach without you. Don't want to preach without you. Oh God, I pray you stir in our midst. Save that soul that's nearest hell. I glorify your name, and we'll thank and we'll praise you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verse 11 and 12 tonight, where the Bible said, then said they unto him, what shall we do unto thee that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea roared and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, take me up, cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. I'm going to preach tonight, the Lord helping me, for just a few minutes on this subject of throw your Jonah overboard. Throw your Jonah overboard. I'm going to make an application in this text, maybe different than any you've ever heard preach, but I want us to look tonight that these mariners were in trouble, that the sea was tempestuous, how the ship looked like it was going to break apart. And we find three things in this text that I believe will help us tonight. First of all, we find in verses 1 through 5 in particular, how the cause of the problem. Why was the sea tempestuous? Why were these mariners in danger? It is because of Jonah being on board their vessel. Now, it was fine before Jonah came aboard that ship. And once Jonah got aboard, now listen to me, Jonah's not up on the top deck. It is not a surface problem, but according there in verse 4 and 5, Jonah goes down deep into the ship. I got some depth up to the problem. I want to tell you, listen to me tonight. It ain't a surface problem that we're putting up with today in this spiritual warfare, but it is a problem deep in the hearts of people. Oh, friend, I know the world. They're doing what comes naturally to a sinner. They sin and they hate God. But can I say to you tonight that when you let a Jonah get aboard your life, get in there, it'll begin to cause problems. It'll wreak havoc in your life. Hey, friend, you'll find yourself in danger. You'll find yourself in a mess tonight. Oh, you see, tonight, the cause of this storm was a Jonah on board. Can I ask you something? Do you have a Jonah in your life? It's either a who or a what. Amen. I'm amazed at the day we live in. How men cannot recognize when God sends a storm. They think God would never send a storm. Well, he did here. God sent a great wind. And it's because of Jonah. There'd been no storm had there not been a Jonah aboard that ship that day. Oh, listen to me tonight. Some of you, you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that you're saved. You know the joy of the Lord. You know it is to have peace in your heart. But something's happened. Something's broke that fellowship. Something has a distinct, I begin to put out the peace and the joy that you once had. It's a Jonah that you've led in your life. It could be a set of friends. Oh, yes. I don't preach about now. Some of you are just used to me preaching in Jubilee. I ain't in Jubilee preaching tonight. I'm on plow tonight. Because for months now, the Holy Ghost been stirring this in my heart. Even this week again, I say, this is it. This is my assignment. I have nothing else to preach tonight. This is the message God wants for the opening night of this meeting. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you that many today that have been saved have led a Jonah in their life. Amen. Those Jonahs affect you. Amen. It could be friends. It could be your pride. Amen. It could be your arrogancy. Amen. I'm going to preach now. I'm just going to cut back and let this kind of cut loose. Amen. Hey, it could be your will. You just set your will. I'm going to do what I want to, regardless. That's a Jonah in your life. Amen. Hey, the cause of this storm is because Jonah got aboard. You've let a Jonah in your life, and it's a deep-rooted problem that must be dealt with. Amen. Can I remind you what Paul said in Galatians 5 and verse 7? He said, you did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? Who or what's got in your life? Amen. What's going on in your spiritual walk? Amen. There's a cause for how you are tonight. You didn't get in the shape you're in overnight. You didn't get in the shape you're in by accident. Amen. There's some things you began to allow to take place in your life, and it slowly began creeping in. And tonight, it's dominating your life. It's controlling your life. There's a Jonah aboard your ship. Amen. Oh, friend, who or what is it tonight? Amen. You see, it's causing a breaking of fellowship. Matter of fact, I've learned this. It can even, young people, affect your relationship, your fellowship with your parents. Get around the wrong person that thinks that you're being neglected because you're brought to church and you can't do certain things, and they try to convince you your parents are against you. I want to tell you something. If you've got a mom and dad that's saved by the grace of God, that tries to walk with God, will take you to the house of God, you ought to thank the God of heaven tonight that you have somebody like that that loves you. Amen. Oh, there's wedges those Jonas put in. I've seen among Christian brethren, your brother and sisters in Christ, your fellowship can get hindered and cut off and broken because you let a Jonah in your life. Amen. I've seen the Lord wanting to work in places, but then people begin letting things in their life and it hinders the work of God. There's a cause of their problem. But I want you to notice also in our text, not only the cause. Now listen, I've not named a lot. And some of you are nervous because he got naming a few things. Amen. But I will tell you this, if the Holy Ghost tells me to name yours, I'll name yours. Amen. I'm telling you, there's a lot of influences getting our life. And they're not all good. Amen. They don't all glorify the Father. Amen. We need to be careful with friends and music and the entertainment world and the political world. And hey, listen, we're not politically correct tonight, and that's okay. We need to be biblically correct. Amen. Hey, friend, sin is still sin. Sin is still wretched. It is vile. It is ungodly. It is the breaking of God's law. Amen. Hey, we see the cause is a Jonah tonight. But then I want you to notice there's a second thing in our text. There is the chaos or the craziness in their problem. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Well, in verse 4 and 5, Jonah got aboard in verse 3. Verse 4, the Lord sends out a strong wind, and the latter part says, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then in verse 5, look at this. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God. And then notice this, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. Now, verse 13. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea rolled and was tempestuous against them. You understand, when a Jonah gets in your life, you don't think right. You do some foolish things. Very foolish things. Did you notice in verse 5, the Bible said they cast the wares into the sea? That is the valuables, the things that had value, what they could have sold and made a living with. They take the precious thing and throw it in the sea and leave Jonah on the ship. How many of you are throwing valuable things overboard and hanging on to a Jonah in your life? Amen. You're saying, Jonah, you stay seated, you stayed there, and you're throwing the valuable things away tonight. You let your Jonah cause you to throw your Bible reading overboard. Throw your prayer life overboard. You're beginning to hit and miss services. You're throwing the house of God overboard. Some of you are throwing your parents overboard. Could be some adults here. You're throwing your children overboard. Hey, some man, some woman, throwing your marriage overboard. Amen. And hanging on to a Jonah. Amen. Jonah was no value on that ship. Amen. Jonah was the root problem of everything wrong in that ship. Amen. What are you throwing overboard? That's the craziest thing I've ever read in my life, that they throw the valuables overboard. It is interesting when storms come about because somebody else is not doing right that they throw things overboard. Because in Acts 17, when Paul and them aboard that ship, listen to what they did. And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day, listen to this, they lightened the ship. And the third day, we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. What they were using to hold it together, they pitched it. Some of you don't even understand. You think rules are bad. You think everybody hates you and against you. Everybody don't hate you. Your parents are not trying to keep you from fun. They're trying to keep you from shipwreck. You can't survive in the sea. You listen to me? You wind up shipwrecked and your life will just keep going down, down, down. Brother David, I want to tell you something. There in Jonah 1, Acts 27, everything they threw overboard, they never got it back. Did you hear what I said? They never got it back. Somebody said, preacher, you can get right with God. Yes, you can. But you're not going to get the years of wasted time back. You get running with that drinking crowd, go to drinking, you ain't going to get your liver back. You don't get your brain cells back from frying them with dope. They don't ever come back. Are you listening to me tonight? I know I may not be the one that makes you want to laugh and makes you feel good, but I want to tell you, God's been burdening my heart that somebody tonight's got a Jonah and it's about to wreck you. It's about to destroy your life. You're going to lose everything precious to you and you won't get it back. Amen. Oh, friend, tonight there's chaos, there's crazy. How in the why would somebody in their right mind throw what's valuable overboard? Amen. Amen. You get where you don't think right. But then listen to me. When they really were told, they got down to the root, really discovered the problem. Look at verse 13 again. This is crazy too. He tells them, you've got to throw me overboard, verse 12. Verse 13, nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea rolled and was tempestuous against them. They said, all right, we know you're the problem, but I'm not throwing you overboard. We'll just row harder. We'll straighten it out. We'll get everything all right. We're leaving the Jonah alone. I'm going to come back to friends again. And by the way, young folk, I ain't preaching just you in that area. Adults right here tonight, you better be careful, yours too. Amen. You get think, well, Pastor Clay, they get times in our life and times of other people here tonight. We say, well, I'll just win them. I don't want to lose my friends. I'll win them. Most time you don't. They pull you. Amen. Now I want to say something right here. You get your heart right with the Lord. Really get on fire for God. You're not going to have to say to your friends, I can't run with you no more. You're not going to have to say that. Because if you get living right, they're going to take off. When they find out you're not going to the party and you're not going to do all the things they're doing, they're going to drop you. You said, preach, that'd be hard. I'm going to tell y'all, I want you to listen to me tonight. I know I'm an older man. I know that most of you think I'm real old and everything. But you hear me. I've been where you at. Yeah. One of the biggest hang-ups I had as a teenage boy, as just a Christian a few years, there 13, 14, 15 years old, I was so worried about losing friends. Really was. And I just finally said, don't matter what they do, I'm going to serve God. I lost one set, but God gave me another set of friends. And I'm just going to say this too. I want you young folk, look at me a minute. You are trying to impress a crowd that after you graduate, listen to me, over 99% of them you went to school with, you'll never see them again. Are you listening to me? You're trying to impress a crowd that you ain't never going to be around again. Oh, you got in your head they're going to be your best bud till death. That don't hardly ever happens. Hardly ever happens. Amen. Well, I'm saying you get thinking wrong when a Jonah's on board and you think, well, I'll just stay with them and I'll try to straighten them out. And it don't happen a lot. I'm not saying you can't be friendly to them. I'm not saying you shouldn't witness to them. But I want to tell you something, you can't run with them. You ain't going to be able to. It'll affect you. We see the cause. It's Jonah. We see the chaos or the craziness in their problem. But number three, there is the cure for the problem. Because we find in verse number 15, the Bible says, so they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. The very instant that they got the Jonah off the ship, you hear me? It's been nothing but waves and lightning and thunder and rain and chaos and confusion. Just nonstop. But the very moment Jonah's thrown overboard, everything got calm, everything settled down. I'm telling you, you'll be better off without that Jonah than having Jonah in your ship. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, friend. And I'm going to say something, you young folk. Again, it ain't just you facing this stuff. Your mom and daddy's going through it. Your preacher's going through it. Amen. It just gets to be other types of peer pressure. Now, some of you think, well, as soon as I graduate, I'll get rid of my Jonah and I'll start serving God. But you'll pick up another Jonah. Right. Amen. Amen. And then you'll pick up another one. Right. You'll pick up another one. You've got to remember, you've got to get that Jonah off that ship. Get rid of him. Yes. Whatever it takes, you need to get rid of that Jonah. I've had people come to me battling assurance of salvation and get talking with them. They can say, preacher, I know. I'm doubting, but you said go back to that spot. Preacher, I can go back to that spot. And I really believe it happened. You know what I found out with a lot of them? They got too much stuff in their life. See, I'm going to tell one of y'all something. From the youngest to the oldest in this building, you ain't never going to have assurance and peace in your heart as long as everything else got your full attention. Amen. You can't leave your phone alone. You can't leave the internet alone. You can't leave all the stuff and all the friends. You're just going to have to finally say no to you and no to a lot of stuff. If you really want to walk with God, have the peace of God, the joy of God, you can't do that holding on to a Jonah. It'll never happen. Never happen. But if you get that Jonah off your ship, throw him off. There'll be a calm come to you. I'm going to tell you something. The best day in a Christian's life is when they have surrendered all to the best of their knowledge to the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, there's a day in my life, and by the way, it's been several times. It wasn't really just once. I did it one time as a teenager. I got kicking Jonah's off the boat. I did. And I told the Lord, sink or swim, live or die, I'm going to serve you. I did. Then later on in life as a young pastor, being pulled by this crowd and that circle, you got to be like us and you got to do everything like we do it. I had to finally do another time of throwing another Jonah overboard. Just go ahead and say, it don't matter what the brethren think. Don't matter what everybody else thinks. It's what God says. That's all that matters. Hey, what that Bible said's right. Everybody's opinion's just a dime a dozen, not worth much. But what that Bible says is right. Amen. The cure is getting rid of the Jonah. There is no other cure. Oh, preacher, I won't be right. But you still ain't never got rid of the Jonah. You hear me? You're rowing harder. You are. You've been trying to read your Bible more. You've been trying to memorize Scripture. But you just haven't ever kicked that Jonah off your ship. You will never... Hey, listen to me. There'll never be victory in your life till you kick that Jonah out. You've got to get rid of that Jonah. Now, what I'm preaching here tonight is not what you're going to get the mega place. With their rock band and their light show, they will never preach to you like this. They'll just keep, this is what they'll say to you. Moderation. Moderation. Moderation don't work. You've got to get rid of the Jonah. Well, I'll go with them on Saturday, but I'll invite them to go to church on Saturday, and I'll always go to church. You got to get rid of the Jonah. You've got to. If you don't, you're going to stay in chaos. You're going to stay in the storm. You have got to get thoroughly right with God. Get the ship cleaned out. Amen. You've got to get to that place that you'll kick Jonah off. Amen. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I know this. God, the Holy Ghost, don't give messages to beat the wind. I mean that. I don't claim to be the most spiritual preacher you've ever heard in your life, but I do have enough sense to know when the Holy Ghost has put something on my heart. And I make up my mind whether it makes folks shout or pout, it ain't really going to matter. As much as I love you, we got this meeting because we love you. We've invited you. Boy, we had a big time at Dixie Stampin', laughed, had a good time, loved it. Thank God for all that. But ladies and gentlemen, if you want to have a good, close walk with God, you're going to have to kick some stuff out. Amen. So that's why so many don't want old-fashioned preaching in our day. That's right. It's too straight. It's too narrow. That's what they say. They say, preacher, you hate everybody. I don't hate nobody. I love everybody. My own family would tell you, people that stabbed me in the back, if they broke down, I'd help them. Yes. Amen. They'll tell you that. Yes. I'm not beating the wind, making things up. I love people. But I got enough sense to know I've had to get some Jonahs out. Yes. You're going to have to get some Jonahs out of your life. If you really want to live for God and win some folk to God.
Whatever it is in your life in these days, I'm praying God help you deal with it. I am praying God help you deal with it. I can tell you this, we let our folk know about you being here, and there's folk praying for us while we're here tonight in this service. There've been folk praying for you that God would be able to work in your heart. I think the biggest part of you probably saved, could be some here that's not. But whatever your case is, I know the Lord's your answer. What will you do tonight? You gonna hang on to your Jonah and throw him overboard? Amen. By the way, I will just throw this in for those that are lost. You will have to repent. Yes, sir. That's right. If you ever get saved, you are going to repent. Yes, you got to, it is repentance is a turn from sin and self, right, and a turning unto, yes, the Savior. Yes. You'll not get saved hanging on to Jonah.
Right.
You won't. Amen. You're gonna have to be willing to leave it all.
Right. Yes.
Amen. Oh, I beg you, throw that Jonah aboard. Get in this thing, serve God, you won't regret it. I found more friends now than I ever dreamed was possible. As a teenage boy, I saw others in my school begin to serve God because some of us got right and started serving God. I said no to some preacher friends. God's given me greater preacher friends. He has. I like these. They're more true blue.
That's right.
They don't come up and demand you. You got to do this, that, and that. They're like me.
That's right.
Amen. I'm talking about stuff that ain't biblical, by the way. That's really what I'm talking about. But throw that Jonah aboard and just serve God. Father, I pray you take the message now. Use it for thy glory. I've tried my best to preach what you told me to tonight. Lord, I don't know who all you had in mind for this, but I know, Lord, your word will not return void. Help tonight. Lord, if it's a young person or an adult that needs to get a Jonah out of their life, let this be the night. They'll chunk him overboard. Lord, help us now. We'll glorify you in all things in Jesus' name. I want you to stand tonight. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, go through all that tonight because I don't feel led to. I'm just telling you the altar's open if you need to come. It could be, listen, your Jonah could be the amount of time that you're given to the things of the world. That's all it could be. Whatever it is, get it out. Get rid of it.